The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season three of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Seven questions, limitless answers.
Hey there, I'm Dr. Maya Shunker, and I'm a scientist who studies human behavior. Many of us have experienced a moment in our lives that changes everything, that instantly divides our life into a before and an after. On my podcast, A Slight Change of Plans, I talk to people about navigating these moments. Their stories are full of candor and hard-won wisdom. And you'll hear from scientists who teach us how we can be more resilient in the face of change. Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
On with Mario Lopez.
All right, favorite day of the week, and we got another fun show for you. Marseille Martin will be hanging out to talk Paw Patrol the movie. My wife has a life hack to get better results from your microwave. Plus, we're going to get to your tweets, so let's keep the music going. You're on with Mario Lopez. You're on Mario Courtney Lopez. Put on your thinking caps. It's time for Courtney's random question. What you got, honey?
Do you think identical twins have identical fingerprints?
No. Because no two humans are supposed to have the same exact DNA and or fingerprints. So I'm going to say no.
So even though they're identical twins, which means they look exactly the same, their DNA is different.
Sure. It's slightly different.
Yeah.
Slightly, but different nonetheless.
How when you come out of the same...
One little swirl on the index finger might be going another way as opposed to the direction that the other one is going to. Because, yeah, otherwise you can just kind of frame your twin
if you commit
any kind of crime. He did it.
It was him.
Give us your take right now at On With Mario on Twitter. More Mario fun coming up from the Geico Studios. Whether you rent or own, Geico makes it easy to bundle home and auto insurance. Having a home is hard work, so get a quote at geico.com. Easy.
Mario and Courtney Lopez here. Halsey showing off a different kind of skin on social media. She's not being a thirst trap. She's flashing her stretch marks.
Go, girl.
Just 3 weeks after giving birth, and it looks like she has a new tattoo to celebrate being a mom. You can take a look on our Facebook page. Just search On With Mario. What up? It's Mario Courtney Lopez. And if you're looking for something new to watch, we got a couple of TV premieres tonight, right?
That's right. Over on the CW, there's Coroner, a Canadian crime drama.
Ooh, I don't think we've ever seen anything from Coroner. I remember Quincy back in the day. And I thought that was a really cool perspective.
Well, little fun fact. When I was a child, about 7 or 8, I played the coroner of Munchkinland. And if you would like to hear it, I can do it.
Did you really? What? Let's hear it.
As coroner, I must have very thoroughly examined her, and she's not only nearly dead, she's really most sincerely dead.
Whoa. Some of your best work right there, Mrs. Lopez. Coroner of Munchkinland.
You know what? Everyone just forget what's on TV tonight and go look at Mario's Instagram.
That's awesome.
As coroner, I must...
Oh, that's hilarious.
Mine was better, I think. You're on Mario Courtney Lopez, celebrating Throwback Thursday with another look at what could have been.
On with Mario Lopez, Hollywood Buzz.
So it's always fascinating to hear about actors who were supposed to be in iconic films. Just learned this about A League of Their Own, great film back in the day. The role, made famous by Gina Davis, was originally given to two-time Best Actress nominee Deborah Winger. I can kind of see Deborah Winger in that. I love Deborah Winger in Urban Cowboy with John Travolta. But I love Gina Davis, too. She's great. So she quit when Madonna joined the cast. Deborah thought the Material Girl was going to turn the film into an Elvis movie. What, they were going to just start busting out in song? We got to win this game. A League of Their Own would go on to become the first movie directed by a woman to make more than $100 million. Can anyone name that woman?
Of what?
Penny Marshall.
Oh, that's right. Yes.
Penny Laverne herself directed that movie.
You didn't even give us a chance to name it.
I know.
The show is only so long,
the
kids.
The question, and then you go, you know, real close to the microphone and answer.
Okay, this is why you can't host the pop quizzes we
do. OnWithMario.com for more Hollywood buzz.
Here we go.
On with Mario Lopez continues next from the Geico Studios. Whether you rent or own, Geico makes it easy to bundle home and auto insurance. Having a home is hard work, so get a quote at Geico.com. Easy.
You're on Mario Courtney Lopez, and we're giving away $1,000 cash thanks to our friends over at Bounty. All you need to do to enter for a chance to win is text the keyword Bounty to 37911. Honey, you know I am a paper towel bandit.
You are a paper towel bandit. And then when life gets messy, get Bounty, the quicker picker-upper. A confirmation text will be sent. Standard message and data rates may apply. For info and rules, just go to onwithmario.com.
Mario Lopez here, and the countdown is on to the iHeartRadio Music Festival, 4 weeks away. I'm going to be there September 17th and 18th in Vegas. We're talking Billie Eilish, Dua Lipa, Maroon 5, Coldplay, Florida Georgia Line. It goes on and on. And that doesn't even include the daytime stage, which is hot. Still time to get tickets. Got the link, onwithmario.com. Y'all, Mario Courtney Lopez, and we got someone trying to be Switzerland when it comes to filthy celebs.
On with Mario, Hollywood Buzz.
Well, we've been talking a lot about celebs who don't shower on the regular. A surprising number of people aren't ashamed to admit it for some reason. Well, now Terry Crews is weighing in. He says he showers frequently because he spends so much time sweating, like 3 times a day. I actually interviewed him recently and we had this discussion. But now he says if you ain't been sweating, you don't need to shower. Come on, Terry. You can't ride the fence on this one, pal.
Well, if you haven't been sweating, maybe you don't need to take 3 showers a day, but you need to shower.
Correct.
2 at minimum, always.
Yep.
Don't move. More with Mario coming your way from the Geico Studios. Whether you rent or own, Geico makes it easy to bundle home and auto insurance. Having a home is hard work. So get a quote at Geico.com. Easy.
You're on Mario Courtney Lopez with a couple of birthday shout outs. We're going to try to guess the ages.
Matthew Perry from Friends, the whole nine yards.
Matthew Perry is 52 years old today.
I was going to say that. You always go first.
Oh,
you're
come
so
on.
Rude.
Go ahead.
51.
52 is correct.
Hey!
Erica Christensen from Parenthood, swim fan.
Go ahead.
I can't picture the face, but I'm going to say 49.
35 years old.
39.
Okay.
John Stamos from Full House, the Beach Boys.
John Stamos is 57
Ooh,
years old.
How quickly we go first again.
Well, you're not talking, kid.
Because I have to think.
Sorry, what'd you say, 57?
Yes.
Okay.
John is 56 and his son is 55.
58.
Ah, 58. I almost had that.
Kira Sedgwick, she's married to Kevin Bacon and from The Closer, which was on TNT forever.
Oh, Kira is 59.
56 years old.
56 is correct.
Hey!
You know what? I just don't
And like Bill Clinton, former president and former jogger.
Well, if I'm going by looks, 112 years old.
He is 73.
75.
What up? It's Mario Lopez. Just a few songs away until we learn a new life hack. I hear my wife is going to teach us how to finally use the microwave correctly. Courtney's Corner, coming up next. You're on Mario Courtney Lopez. Time to learn a new life hack. What's the topic today at Courtney's Corner?
Let's talk microwaving. I've got some basic tips to reheat food properly. Yes, there is a proper way to reheat your food. First, stop reheating on high power. Adjust your power level to 50% and add some more cooking time. That will prevent it from being hot on the outside and cold on the inside.
Which is the worst.
Mm-hmm. It is the worst because then the outside's like frying and then the inside is freezing. In fact, use the ring technique when reheating. Leave the middle of the plate bare and gather the food in a ring along the outside. Bonus tip, if you cover your food with a damp paper towel, it will stay moist.
Oh, those are really good tips.
Want more life hacks? Get more from Courtney's Corner at onwithmario.com. More show coming up from the Geico Studios. Whether you rent or own, Geico makes it easy to bundle home and auto insurance. Having a home is hard work, so get a quote at geico.com. Easy.
Mario Lopez here with another very cool sweepstakes. One lucky fan and a guest will fly first class to Vegas, get a hotel suite, $1,000 shopping spree, and be serenaded poolside by 98 degrees. We're even going to get you backstage at their show at Mandalay Bay. To enter, text keyword pool to 200-200. Prize provided by 98 Degrees Touring Inc. Good luck.
I'm Ilya Kani, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true, and I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Thank God for deliverance.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s.
She looked like a million bucks.
With zero qualifications.
She had a Harvard plaque.
Tricks her way past a wall of lawyers and agents.
She's got all of these Maseratis and Bentleys all in the driveway.
Is it like a mansion?
Yes, it's a mansion. That this queen of the con uses to scam some of the biggest names in professional sports out of untold fortunes.
About $6 million.
Approximately $11 million.
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
Employing whatever means necessary to bleed her victims dry.
She would probably have sex with one of her clients.
Hide your money in your old rich man because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, just a few songs away from getting Marseille Martin on Zoom with us. Not only about to head into the eighth and final season of Black-ish over on ABC, but she's also starring in Paw Patrol, the movie, which hits theaters tomorrow and just celebrated a birthday. So lots to talk about with Marseille Martin. Less than 10 minutes. Don't move. What's up? You're all with Mario Lopez. Joining me now on Zoom from the new film Paw Patrol, the movie, actress Marseille Martin. Welcome to the show, sweetie. How are you?
Hi, pretty good. How are you?
I'm doing great. First off, happy belated birthday. 17 now.
Yes. Whoop, whoop.
Yeah. Uh-oh. Next year, you are officially an adult. Don't do it. I regret it ever since.
I can't stop time, so we live in the moment.
Live in the moment. How'd you celebrate?
Okay, yeah, so I went back home to Dallas for a little bit with my family. All I really did was just stay at home and eat good food. And, you know, that's all a girl really needs.
Hey, I'll tell you what, that's the best right there. Have you gotten your driver's license? Is that the move anymore? Because if I was 17, I think I'd just do the Uber deal. I can be on my phone. I can take a nap if I wanted. Seriously, what's the kids' approach these days?
I mean, that sounds most likely for the lane that I want to take is just sitting there chilling and,
you know what, like, I'm saying, that we don't have to worry about anything.
Yeah, but I mean, I do know how to drive, yes, but I don't know, I'm not really like in a rush to get my license, you know, because I think that opens so many doors for me to just go to the grocery store, do different runs, and I don't know if I want to do that just yet.
Got it. All right, well, Marseille, hang on for me. Quick break, and then back to talk Paw Patrol, the movie. More with Marseille Martin.
You're on with Mario Lopez. More fun coming up from the Geico Studios. Whether you rent or own, Geico makes it easy to bundle home and auto insurance. Having a home is hard work, so get a quote at geico.com. Easy.
Catching up with actress Maura St. Martin this hour. You're on Mario Lopez. Want to see what you can tell us about the upcoming season of Black-ish in a little bit, but quickly, congrats on Paw Patrol. How do you like voice acting compared to being on set?
I mean, I love it, mostly because I can hop into the studio and have my sessions in just some sweats or maybe even pajamas at that. So I think that's my favorite part. But I love live action and voiceovers like the same. You know, sure. It's kind of like a cool balance. So
it is. They're both a lot of work. Now, who's your character? Are you playing a dog, I'm assuming?
Yes. So I play Liberty, which is a new character in the Paw Patrol. And the dog, my little puppy, actually calls the Paw Patrol to come to Adventure City and go on a mission. So.
Nice. Well, I've got three little kids, so Paw Patrol is huge at Casa Lopez. We're looking forward to checking it out. All right, Marseille, hang on. A little more music and then more with Marseille Martin. Getting back to Paw Patrol's Marseille Martin, who's hanging out on Zoom with us. Mario Lopez here. And let's talk a little Black-ish. Eighth and final season coming up. Heck of a run there. So what can you tease us with?
I mean, let's just say there'll be a lot of changes, a lot of life changes in the jungle home. And I mean, of course, we just started filming. So obviously that's a question for the writers. So shout out to them for this amazing run that we've had. And I'm incredibly grateful just to be on an incredible show with an amazing cast and crew. And yeah, I mean, I'm excited to see how they wrap up this entire journey.
All right, I got to wrap up with Marseille Martin from ABC's Black-ish and Paw Patrol, the movie. Mario Lopez here. And before I let you go, I want to put you on the spot. Quick questions, quick answers. Okay, Marseille?
All right, bet.
What are you watching on TV right now that you recommend?
I just finished Outer Banks. It's a really good show. So,
okay. Yeah, on Netflix, of course. Yeah. I just had those kids on my show. What's a song you know all the words to?
Oh, anything Beyonce. Give me an album and I'll probably do all of it.
Okay. Did you have a nickname growing up?
K-Bug. My first name is Kayla, so K-Bug. So.
Is Marseille a middle name?
Marseille's a middle name.
How come you didn't go with the first name? Just curious.
I mean, there's a lot of Kayla's out there. Want to be unique. And then also with that, Marseille was my cousin's first name. So in her honor, I wanted to bring that to my stage name.
Yeah, no, it's a cool name. Favorite dog breed?
Oh, probably a lab. I had a lab growing up.
Yeah,
so.
A lab growing up. Okay. And what's your all-time favorite birthday gift?
Oh, all-time favorite birthday gift was probably a PowerPoint or a slideshow of my whole family and my friends telling me happy birthday during quarantine last year. And that was really sweet and so heartfelt. And I listened to, and I like play that video a lot when I'm down. So
yeah. Did you get to experience high school at all to, you know what I'm saying? Like in any sort of capacity, it was always because you were working, it was always on set.
Yeah. I mean, my whole entire high school experience was on a computer. Like I did not have a high school experience like that. Yeah. So, I mean, I'm pretty grateful for that too. Cause sure. A lot of people don't get that one-on-one time with your teacher.
Right. Yeah. I'm just curious. Hey, let me tell you, you ain't missing out. You all good. You all good right there. Well, congratulations on everything. Paw Patrol, the movie, is hitting theaters tomorrow. Marseille, thanks for checking in, sweetie.
See you.
Take care.
Want to hear more? Check out the full interview now at onwithmario.com. More show coming up from the Geico Studios. Whether you rent or own, Geico makes it easy to bundle home and auto insurance. Having a home is hard work, so get a quote at geico.com. Easy.
You're on Mario and Courtney Lopez celebrating National Potato Day.
Oh, I love potatoes.
What's your favorite way to eat potatoes?
Anyway. I mean, give me a French fry, give me a baked potato.
Hash browns.
I am a carb fanatic, you know that, and I can eat potatoes all day.
Yeah, no, I know. What up? It's Mario Courtney Lopez with a little history lesson. On this day in 2004, Regis Philbin set the world record for most hours on television, 15,188. That is incredibly impressive.
How and many hours do you think you've been on TV?
I was just going to say, I think you're pretty close.
You've got to be close.
I hope that is a record that I hope
to break one day.
But
it's
attainable,
I think.
Yeah, I would 100%. Have to think so with your hotel movie reviews. I mean, that's just on a constant loop.
Plus, Saved by the Bell was literally played on a loop on TBS when I was growing up, nonstop.
It was a marathon the other day.
Yeah, so
on
it's
E,
like...
Yeah.
I don't know. I got to figure out how to see...
How would you
figure
that out?
I got to figure out how to monitor that.
You're on Mario Courtney Lopez. Love getting your tweets and comments. Courtney's going through our mentions. Anything worth talking about?
Oh, always. This is from at Scarface87. I had no idea the late, great Dennis Hopper directed Colors in 1988. Mario Lopez looks hella young in it. Mario, what was Dennis like?
I was 14 years old.
Looked the same.
And yeah, Dennis Hopper, yeah, he's a legend. He was super cool, actually. I remember him being really, really nice. So was Sean Penn and Robert De Niro. And we used real gang members from 18th Street and White Fence. And they were actually cool, too. They loved all the craft service. Hung out. I specifically remember that. They always wanted to come by lunch. But yeah, that movie holds up, too.
Tell us what you think in the tweet stack at On With Mario. And hang on, more shenanigans coming up from the Geico studios. Whether you rent or own, Geico makes it easy to bundle home and auto insurance. Having a home is hard work, so get a quote at geico.com. Easy.
Y'all, Mario Courtney Lopez, and we all make messes in life, but could $1,000 help clean up one of those messes? We're giving away $1,000 cash, and all you need to do to enter for a chance to win is text the keyword bounty to 37911.
That's right, and then when life gets messy... Get Bounty, the quicker picker-upper. A confirmation text will be sent. Standard message and data rates may apply. For info and rules, just go to onwithmario.com.
What up? It's Mario Lopez here with my wife, Courtney. Little bittersweet news for Real Housewives fans. Bravo is pulling the plug.
There's no sweet in
They're
here
They're pulling the plug
me.
On all the Real Housewives?
No, just the Dallas franchise. Not officially canceled, but now on an indefinite hiatus. You disappointed about that, honey?
I am. I did watch Dallas.
You seem conflicted.
Well, I don't know why they would pull the plug. I mean, I get there were issues, but there's so many issues on so many of the franchises. I don't know why this one would be any different. I enjoyed this one.
Well, season 5 looks like it's going to be the last. You're on Mario Courtney Lopez. Time now for one last thing. The next generation of Avengers is now in the works. SNL's Colin Jost has announced that Scarlett Johansson is pregnant.
Well, actually, they had it.
This is going to be her second child. I actually forgot that she has a 6-year-old daughter.
Oh, I didn't even know she had a kid.
Rose.
Who's the father?
I think it's a French guy.
She did a really good job keeping that like under the radar.
Right.
Okay, very good. this is her first child with Colin Jost, though. There have been pregnancy rumors for months because ScarJo skipped out on a lot of press for Black Widow. So congratulations.
Following us on Twitter yet? Join the fam now at On With Mario. The music and fun continues next from the Geico studios. Whether you rent or own, Geico makes it easy to bundle home and auto insurance. Having a home is hard work. So get a quote at geico.com. Easy.
All right, I'm out of here. Very cool hanging out with Marseille Martin. You can hear our entire conversation now at onwithmario.com. Tomorrow, my guest is Maggie Q from this new movie, The Protégé. Until then, Mario Lopez saying good night.
On with Mario Lopez. Woo!
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting 2 young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask 2 people the same 7 questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same 7 questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. 7 questions, limitless answers.
Hey there, I'm Dr. Maya Shunker, and I'm a scientist who studies human behavior. Many of us have experienced a moment in our lives that changes everything, that instantly divides our life into a before and an after. On my podcast, A Slight Change of Plans, I talk to people about navigating these moments. Their stories are full of candor and hard-won wisdom. And you'll hear from scientists who teach us how we can be more resilient in the face of change. Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.